Well, let's face it. This is the biggest day of the year at Rosehill Gardens with five Group 1 races, one of the best cards in Australian racing you'll see. And joining us is Racecourse Manager here at Rosehill, Sean Patterson. G'day, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, what's the latest? What's it rated at the moment?
Yeah, look, we were a soft six yesterday afternoon, obviously with that 1.6 mil we got on the Wednesday. We're tracking to a five. We'll walk around this morning, but we'll believe we'll be in the five range.
Okay. So you had the 1.6 mils over the course of the last week. What have we had?
Yep, just under 30 mil. I think it's 28.6 mil all up after Saturday. A lot of that was unplanned, but it was a nice kind of base to kind of get us through this week. Just no irrigation. Just keep it tracking nicely into Saturday.
As you well know, you can never please everyone in this game. How aware, I guess, of the noise through the week after last Saturday were you?
Oh, look, we're very aware. Obviously, we were quite disappointed with the how it panned out. But we look back and we go through data. Data is our key sort of factor that we look at. And, you know, we were 1 second out of class record. So we thought the track was a bit better than a six. Obviously, there was feedback that it probably wasn't. Got off the fence, but we'd never really got a sample size on the fence to see how it was. So, look, jockeys are there to find the best ground. They did on the day. And, you know, we just move forward to the next week and make sure that we go better and make sure we're right on smack where we need to be.
As a track manager, Sean, do you... It's such a huge day tomorrow. Do you get a few butterflies as well, getting ready for a big day like this?
Always do, but we do with every meeting because, obviously, you know, what we're here to do is make the best tracks possible, make sure they're safe for everyone. And deliver on what we want to do and, you know, move forward and be the best we can be. So you're always nervous, but we always treat carnivals the same as any other race day. And we lift our standard up to that high and we make sure we get there as far as we can. Obviously, tracks, weather conditions, everything that comes into it plays that factor. And sometimes, you know, for us, we've got to look at what we're dealing with in the forecast and through the week, and we've got to react to that. It's always nice in retrospect to say we should or shouldn't have, but... You know, we're looking at this forecast. We're seeing that the rain that was forecast isn't there, whether we irrigate or not. Obviously, people like good tracks. People like soft tracks. Mm. It's always hard to try and find that middle ground. So we just have to play what we see and get to where we need to. But this week, it's been a little bit easier with the forecast of the rain. A couple little showers over the next couple of days. Not too much. Just saying about half a mil each day. Cooler temperatures, but look, we're really happy where we sit.
What's the next 24 hours look like for you in regards to preparation? Is it game on now, or is a lot of the prep already happened and now it's about, you know what you're going to get, tick the, you know, icing on the cake now because you know it's already been done?
No, exactly. So we, following the last meeting, the 2 weeks before it, we're prepping.
Yeah, okay.
We're getting ahead to make sure everything we can do is nice and easy, presentation-wise, track-wise. And then pretty much we come to today and it's finishing touches.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll go over the track today. We'll just make sure that there's any wear and tear from last meeting that we can improve, make better. We'll go through. But today is just about keeping it nice and calm, going through, just making sure we're ticking all our boxes and get to tomorrow.
Rails out 2 metres tomorrow, Sean, is that right?
Yes, 2 metres. Just off the wear and tear around the turn, which we did pretty well. Obviously, where they ran last week is middle to out, so there's a nice consistent wear pattern. Which will play favourable in the sense of, you know, keeping it nice and consistent. So we're really happy going forward.
And do you think there's any chance we start on a good four tomorrow, or there will be an upgrade at some stage throughout race day?
Look, it's really tricky. Obviously, we're into autumn now. We're not hitting 30 degrees. Mm. You know, today was, you know, 14, 15 degrees overnight. So it does slow down a fair bit. We're happy to say that we're probably going to be in the five range. Depends how day plans out. Mm. Expecting half a mil. We get a little bit more, we get a little bit less, and then we'll go from there.
Dare say a drink for you and the team might be on the cards tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, we'll wait till after next week.
of course. Yeah.
And then we've got a month off, so we'll unleash a little bit.
Say you should hear. Sean, enjoy the day. One of the great days in Australian racing, just such a buzz, isn't it, trackside? And I hope you and your team can enjoy a great day's racing.
Awesome, thank you.